Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends.
Your friends.
There's no time,
no,
like the present,
no time
to give love,
to give love
and not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just embrace our difference, there'll always be something.
There'll always be something.
You know, each soul has its own goal, but to him, we all must be. Why don't you give love?
We're friends.
We've got love.
We're your neighbors.
And we're on the hand.
Let's be
happy. And we're on the hand.
We've got
flavor.
We're
friends.
We're friends.
We're your neighbors.
We got your neighbors.
And we're on the hand.
Let's be happy.
And we're on the hand. We've
got flavor.
That's true.
And some of them are our friends.
That's true too.
And I'm their friend too.
Now that's my baby.
And God is our friend.
Yes, he is.
Hello and welcome to the Reality of the Creator Blog Talk Show. I am your co-host, Woody Abdul-Kareem. And I am glad to bring you the show, help bring the show this morning. And our host, Imam Shahid Shabazz, is on the line, and I would like to bring him on here shortly. Today's topic is a topic that should ring true and be close to everyone who's listening. And it's the fact that evil has taken over most people. Evil has taken over most people. And that's one of those things where if you ask most people, they would say, oh, it's not me. And they may be the ones out there creating the most evil or bringing the most evil to their neighbors. Like the title song says, you know, we're your friends, we're your neighbors, bringing evil. If you're going to bring evil, you're bringing evil to your neighbors. And Imam Shahid Shabazz has picked this topic on how evil has taken over a lot of people's thinking, and if you don't correct your thinking and you keep on sinning and you sin too much, you could reach a point where Allah closes the door on you, closes the door. He just gives you so much rope. You know, they say that old saying, give you enough rope to hang yourself. He'll just keep giving you enough rope and let you keep until he closes the door on you. Because evil has taken over your thinking, and you're not coming back after that. And we don't ever want to reach that point. So I want to open up with the Fatiha, which is a prayer that we as Muslims say multiple times a day. We say it before we start every prayer. It's at the beginning of every prayer we do. And it's translated into every language in the world, but we received it in Arabic, and I want to say it in the Arabic. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, maliki yawmiddin, iyaqa na'budu wa iyaqa nasta'in, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim, And that's our Lord's Prayer. That's a prayer we say. It's the beginning of every prayer that we do. And it's in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise and thanks is to Allah, the Lord of all the world, of everything, mankind, jinnkind, plants, mountain trees, animals, everything that exists. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the most gracious, the most merciful, the absolutely merciful. Maliki yawmiddin, the only owner, the ruler of the day of judgment, the day of the Maliki yawmiddin, the day of recompense. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in, you alone we worship, Allah. You alone we ask for help, Allah. And we as Muslims take that, that's tawheed right there, that's the oneness of Allah, and we take that very seriously. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, guide us to the straight way. Sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim, ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdalin, the way of those whom you have bestowed your grace, and not the way of those who have earned your wrath or earned your anger. And then we say ameen, because that's just the dua for us when we are praying to Allah. So again, assalamu alaikum. You're listening to The Reality of the Creator. And today's topic, evil has taken over most people, is the topic of discussion. And I'll bring to you the host, Imam Shahid Shabazz. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum salam.
Alhamdulillah. Welcome to the show, Sheikh.
Yes, thank you. Ramadan Mubarak. Bless Ramadan.
Ramadan Mubarak, brother. Ramadan Mubarak.
Yes, sir. So, I'm going to go over the summary a little bit because I had a few more things that I wanted to, get out to the people. You know, they reach right down into their soul and to the core of all of our hearts and souls. So we realize how important the life in the hereafter is. Most people place most important, and this virus, Corona, has shown us that all over the world, that most people, they place more value on losing their physical life than they do their spiritual life. And people, we all know, you don't have to be in no religion. We all know, we see people dying around us every day. We know we are born, we are created as an animal, and with that animal part of us that's created by Allah is created to die. It is going to die. I will be speaking from a book I have here called Interview with Death. You're going for a job, that's called going for an interview, right? So, when you go to for the interview, you want to be at your best because you want to get that job because you ain't got no money, you ain't got nothing coming in to sustain yourself. So you want to be at your best. So you go to the interview and you try if you want to get that job because there's other people trying to get that job too. So my point here is that every day, we have an interview with death. Death interviews us every day. And in this interview of death, that death interviews us with, this is a spiritual interview. Death interviews our heart every day. Death interviews our soul every day. Death interviews our mind, our thoughts every day. And death, Allah, the creator of life and death, he only allows death to interview us so many times. And if you don't answer the interview, like most people don't, if you don't answer this interview, that means that you don't want the job that Allah has given you. You don't want that job. And what is the job that our creator, Allah, has given us? The job Allah has given us as human beings is the job of keeping the world just down here on earth, righteous, good, and loving, and keep us loving and treating each other with fairness, justice. This is the world that Allah created in the beginning, and we as people went astray, you know, from the guidance of our Creator in our own hearts and souls. So this talk is all about coming back and to the understanding that your real life as a human being is not your physical animal life, but your real life as a human being is your soul. That life is internal. That life is not outside. So what we said here, people, we'll go over the summary a little bit. Says most of you refuse to worship Allah and obey Almighty God Allah. Now, what I was thinking about in deep meditative thought was that you got a lot of people that say they worship Almighty God in different religions and just in no religion. You got a lot of people that say they worship Almighty God. But like a man named Curtis Mayfield, a singer, said, most people, you know, they're saying they worship Almighty God, Allah, but when it comes time to obey Almighty God, most people fall short. They renege. But they want Allah's blessings. They like the material things and each other. A man want a woman want a man. They want children, material things. But these things are given to us by our Creator. We owe him thanks for these things. We owe him gratitude for these things. And so most people, I said, only love their selfish desires, and they hate. And it shows the real truth. They will accept a lie as the truth. They seek pleasure only in material things and forget that we can only find pleasure in pleasing our Creator. So I say here, stop blaming people, other people or things for your displeasure. And know that hearts do find satisfaction, in the remembrance of Almighty God Allah. And know that evil fears Allah. So if we sincerely submit our will to Allah's will, evil will flee from our life. And then we can come back to our good life. Good life is in godly living, not in sinful conduct. Only Allah's righteousness will save us from our own evil ways. Allah, our Creator, say in his final revelations in the Quran, he created the nature of good in every human heart. So people, save your souls from your evil by living a clean and pure life. Because Allah says sin can reach a point or stage in our life when he will close the doors of forgiveness on us. I wanted to share that with you. And as I said, I have a book here, Interview with Death. Allah says, and his prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, says, the smartest person is the one that remembers death the most. And the wisest person is the one that is best ready or prepared for death at all times. That's wisdom. People, this book is called Interview with Death. I want to read just a little bit here, and I want you to think deep. I'm not going to be long. I want you to think deep. Take your mind and your hearts and your thoughts off everything, and just imagine that there is nothing that you don't even that you don't see anything, and that there is nothing but the reality of the Creator, because really that's the way it is, people. We see with not our eyes, but we see through the guidance of the Spirit of our Creator in our souls, in our hearts. And his Spirit shows us the unseen. It shows us the unseen. So this is titled, The Time is Here. It says here, the time is here, bonded. Panic has caught the murmurs, complaining and murmurs, the moaning of and speculation in humanity's throat. We hear a deafening, whoosh of air above us, and then what sounds like a thunderous waterfall. And as our heads snap, to look up, billions and billions of books are descending on us. We instinctively know what is coming. And some of those waiting are in such terror that every hair on their head turns white in an instant. I stand with my right arm stretched up, hoping, praying, anticipating after a notorious interlude. I finally feel a distinctive snap as my book of deeds lands squarely in my right hand. The relief washes over me, and as I clutch it to my chest, weeping for joy and crying, "Oh Allah, oh Allah," over and over again. We shuffle past our Lord in ranks as we position for the roll call of name. This is the day of judgment. Those of us who can submit in prostration do so, but most don't seem to have the ability to bend in prostration to Allah. They try to bow rigidly, but even that is denied them. I can only think that prostration was not a habit for them in their lifetime on earth, so it is taken away from them now. We will stop right there. Speak on that, brothers and sisters, and I will say assalamu alaikum and let the co-host bring on anyone else or come back on himself. And if you got any comments or questions on what I just said, feel free to call them and just push the number one, and the co-host will bring you on, and we'll try our best with the help of Allah, because we know nothing. Allah knows all, to give you the answers to your questions, if you have questions, through the guidance of Allah. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum.
Ameen. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Allah. And we glorify him and we beseech his help. I thank you for that, Imam Shahid Shabazz. Thank you for those many bullet points that when you said think deeply, that you say, and you, if you were listening, if anybody's listening, they can't help but think deeply. So, thank you for, giving us those jewels that are going to force us to think deeply. There's a little bit of background noise. I'm not sure if it's on my side, but excuse me if it is. So I wanted to just talk about your topic a little bit more. There's a few callers on. Usually they don't comment too much. The few callers that I do see on here that I'm familiar with. But let me go on and ask. There's a few new numbers on here also. Let me go on and bring on one of the new callers. See if they have any questions or any comment. And at minimum, maybe you could tell us your name and where you're calling from. This is a North Carolina number, ends with 3189. If you're there, what's your name and where you're calling from, and do you have any comment? Are you there, caller? You're unmuted. You're at the last three. You're in 336 area code 3189. Did you have a comment or anything? Okay. You don't have to comment. You definitely could just listen. We appreciate you. Coming on and listening to us. I will check with other number that is on. They're usually on. They've definitely been on before, but they usually don't comment, I don't think. It's an 804 area code number, and it ends with 5610. What's your name and where you calling from?
They don't usually comment, bro. Do.
Okay, okay. That's the 804 number. Okay, they usually don't comment. Okay. So, and there's a few other calls that I know usually don't comment, so I'm going to, and then some new callers have just come in. So the topic of today, you're on the radio show, of course, The Reality of the Creator, blog talk show. And today's topic that Imam Shahid Shabazz has chosen is evil has taken over most people. Evil has taken over most people. And he's gone over several points of the importance of submitting our will to Allah's will. And what I wanted to, you know, a point that I thought of when you were commenting, Imam, was, you know, how do we know Allah's will? You know, we want to submit our will to our Creator's will because we want to please our Creator, because he's worthy of being praised and worshipped and glorified. And we want to please our Creator. But how do we know what Allah's will is? You know, how do we know it's not what we think? You know, because you, like you mentioned, Allah has given us, you know, a lot of good. He has created us in good, you know. So there's anything that Allah created has good in it. But I can't just use my own opinion to what I think is going to please Allah. So I can't just go by what I think is going to please Allah. What I want to do, I can't think anything that I want to do is automatically going to please Allah because I think I'm good or because I think I'm a good person. So I think any action that I do should be pleasing to Allah. I mean, we all know the basics. You know, obviously, if you help a little old lady across the street, or, you know, you buy somebody groceries, we all would consider that being a good thing. But pleasing Allah is very, very important to us. And we have to do these actions with the intention of trying to please our Lord. So it's not just what we think. Some things Allah specifically does not like, and some things Allah specifically loves and likes very much. So we need to know what those are, and we only know because we have the guidance of the messengers that Allah has sent to us. So we know because Allah has sent us messengers to let us know this pleases Allah, this displeases Allah. This makes Allah angry, this earns you Allah's wrath, this earns you Allah's pleasure. And we only know that through our messengers. We only know that through the messengers. And the last two messengers sent was Jesus, alayhi salam, peace and blessings be upon him, and the messenger Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace and blessings be upon him.
Yes.
So we try to follow the messengers, and the last messenger, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, was so documented, was so studied, was so closely followed by his companions, and the book that he was given to bring to us was the last revelation that mankind is going to get. So we have the best guidance from the best messenger who was followed by the best companions. And there's no better thing to do to know how to please our Lord and how to submit to our Lord's will than to follow that messenger, that companion who was mentioned in the Torah, who was mentioned in the Gospels, who was mentioned in the books that came before it, and that's him, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. So our natural inclination of good, when we know what's evil and we know what's not, our natural inclination is fantastic. It's good that we have that. But when we have to go a little bit further on what pleases Allah and what doesn't, we can't just rely on our natural inclination, because all our natural inclinations might not be correct. Right, you might have a natural inclination towards doing a particular thing that might displease Allah. Just because it's your natural inclination doesn't mean that it's pleasing to Allah. So we need to follow the messenger to the best we can, to the best of our ability. And we know that there's good in us as human beings, and we need to try to expand on that. So, Imam, I was wondering if you had any points on how to submit to Allah's will. Like, how do we know that we're on the right path, and how do we know that what we're doing is pleasing to Allah versus just because I think it's good, it might be displeasing to Allah? How can I clearly set those boundaries?
Yes, I will be glad to comment on that. First, I want to say this because it's so simple to serve and worship our Creator. That's what we were created to do. Prophet Muhammad, the last prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, when your good deeds pleases you and your bad deeds displeases you, then you know you is a true believer in Allah. So that's simple right there. Then Allah says in his final revelations in the Quran you just mentioned, which confirms all the other prophets and messengers' revelation, because Allah's truth is one. Allah says in the Holy Quran, he says, whose word can be truer than his word? You can answer that for yourself. Nobody. So Allah also says so many times in the Holy Quran that Allah, our Creator, is all-knowing. So this is how we know the truth of Allah from our own opinions and our own inclinations or desires is by the word of Allah in his revelation, final revelations in the Quran, like you say, because he sent messengers with those books to give us right guidance so we would know how to correctly live our life. It's just like a car. If I go out there in the vehicle I have and I want to go somewhere and I put the car in reverse, I'm going to go backwards. And if I put the car in neutral, it's not going anywhere. I take that back. I have to put it in reverse to go backwards. But if I want to leave the car in drive, just say that, I'm not going anywhere. So I have to put the car in gears. So I'm saying that to say the word of Allah is said in this glorious month, the Quran was revealed. Allah said he sent down the Quran as the criterion between what? Right and wrong. And he said he also sent down the Quran as the final guidance from Allah, our Creator, for us so we'll know how to live our life on earth and avoid the evil that's done overtook the world of people, most of the people in the world, like a dark cloud. Come back, and how do you know that I just said it earlier, how do you know that you're following Allah from yourself? Again, Allah says over and over again in the Holy Quran, Allah, the Creator, say, all good come from him. You hear people saying, God is all good all the time. That's a fact. And Allah, the Creator, that same God you're talking about ain't but one. And he say all the bad or evil that happens to our humanity, our human beings, come from ourselves. So that's pretty much all I want to say on that, brother. I hope that was sufficient.
Alhamdulillah. That was excellent, brother, and we thank you for that. Alhamdulillah. There's a hadith that kind of backs that up also, and we have to remember that. And this hadith is narrated and says, we have submitted our wills to Allah. And Al-Zuri said, we think Islam is a word and that faith is an action. So submitting our will, we're talking about our actions. Our actions, he's saying Islam is a word, but when you try to model your behavior towards the Prophet, try to do things that you know please your Lord, your actions are going to be very important. And actions, when they come into play, you have to have some knowledge before you do an action. So you try to investigate before you do an action and don't just think because it's pleasing to you that it's going to be pleasing to the Creator of the heaven and the earth. So alhamdulillah, thank you for that explanation and expanding on that. I want to, we have a few other callers in, but I definitely want to bring on Sister Isla and, give her an opportunity to chime in. That's our original co-host that I'm just filling in for. And Sister Isla, I want to welcome you back to the show. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, my brother. I'm really enjoying the show. I came in a little late, but what you're teaching again is right on time. And I was thinking today about how the people are so rebellious that they want to follow their own laws and rules and disobey the rules and laws of the Creator. And that's why we're having the problems that we're having now. And we are also supposed, as long as the laws and rules of the land or of the government in which we live are in accordance with the laws and rules of our Creator, we are supposed to follow those laws because they're good for us. They're to help us and keep us going safe and going in the right direction. But when we refuse to follow those laws, then we hurt ourselves. And I was noticing that with this coronavirus, people are so rebellious. They tell them to keep a certain distance. Social distancing is what it's called. And they refuse to keep a safe distance. They tell us not to go into a large crowd. You see them going into large crowds. And they tell you, give you different laws to follow for your own skin this time because a lot of places are plague on the earth. But if you follow the rules according to the laws of the land, he's giving you rules to let you know, I'm going to put this plague on this earth. But if you follow the right rules and listen and hear and obey, they will not affect you. But if you don't, you can be affected by this plague. You can get sick from it. And what we see many people not following the rules. They want to do their thing. And so there's much illness and many deaths, unnecessary deaths, because the people choose to do what they want to do instead of following the rules and laws of the land and this plague. And they're not social distancing. They're not wearing the little, their faces covered. Because then you know that if you cough, that the germ is going to go right through your face, too. So common sense should tell you to cover your face when you go out in a situation like this. But people want to do what they want to do and make themselves a god or something of the land and disobey the rules of the law. So this is why we have this, too, to see the rebelliousness in the people, you know. And to understand that if you will rebel and go against the laws and rules of Allah, then you will have to suffer the consequences of your action. And I think that's about what I want to say. I'm just noticing how people are constantly doing what they want to do instead of following the rules and laws of the land and doing what Allah says for us to do.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you for that, Sister Isla. Alhamdulillah. Thank you for those words of wisdom. And it goes with Allah and it goes with society. Everybody doing what they want to do, just because they want to do it, doesn't mean that it's going to benefit anybody. In a lot of cases, in most cases, it's going to hurt you and other people. It'll hurt not just you, but it'll hurt other people. Whereas following the will of the Creator is never going to hurt anybody. Following the will of the Creator is always going to be the best, the most correct thing to do. It's always going to put you in a place where you have behaved in the absolute best fashion possible. Even if you're not sure of what is right or what is wrong, but you follow the will of the Creator. You follow, this is what the Sunnah says, this is what's pleasing to my Lord. I'm going to follow this this direction because I know this is pleasing to my Lord. Even if you don't like it, or even if you don't see the wisdom in it, because submitting ourselves to the will of the Creator is what we are meant to do, and it's always going to be the correct path. So knowledge is going to information is going to make things easier for us. But, you know, sometimes you may not understand, everything involved, but nothing in Islam is nonsense. Nothing in Islam, everything in Islam makes sense, even if we may not understand it at the time. So I just want to thank for that. Imam Shabazz, I don't know if you have any other comments. I wanted to just check on one or two other callers and see if they had comments.
check on the callers.
Inshallah, inshallah. I see our sister from, I think it's from California. I believe that's the good doctor, the good Dr. Love, I believe. Assalamu alaikum. What's your name and where you calling from? Are you there? Do you have any comments? This is the 614 number that ends with 7186. Assalamu alaikum. Okay. No comment today, but that's fantastic. That's fine. So, Imam, we'll go back to the topic, of course, that evil has taken over most people and most people's thinking. What do you think, Imam Shahid Shabazz, is going on where you see people justifying, like they ran down this young man in Georgia over there and shot him down in the street. And like Sister Issa was saying, you see people, even though they may be asymptomatic and they may not be affected by this COVID thing, but I was in the store, the guy just no mask, nothing, just coughing down the whole row. He cleared out the whole row by himself.
Right.
No concern for their fellow man. Like what they think, if they think it's okay, it better be okay for everybody else because, you know, I'm free in the United States. What do you think about when people just take that freedom? I mean, we live in a free country, but your freedom and what you want to do may negatively impact your brother or your sister. What brings that lack of concern for the people to your left and to your right that would make people, I mean, is that evil? Is that, I mean, what is that that makes you gun a man down in the street, two guns to one, two mans to one, just because he won't stop and talk to you? Or makes you cough in a row when you could give somebody a death sentence by coughing on them? What makes you come out the house without some knowing that you're coughing with some kind of cover on your face? So at least if you're sick, you're not giving it to the person to the left or to the right of you. What makes people just so, you know, have such a lack of concern for their fellow man?
I'll be glad to answer that, brother. That's a very good question. Excellent question. First and foremost, I'll take my time to answer that. First of all, Allah, you have to go back to the word of Allah, as the sister was talking about. And Allah says in the Quran, over and over again, and that's why in the Revelation, he said most people are rebellious. He said most people, Allah said most people will not have faith in me because they can't see me. So the main reason that Allah has blessed me to understand that most people are rebellious is because, first of all, he said right in the Quran over and over again, and Allah says people, they love the false pleasures of the carnal pleasures of this world over their spiritual life. Most people, I believe, they think that, as you said, worship is not taught. Anybody can take a shahada. Anybody can say I'm a Muslim or whatever religion and think they're doing right. But there's a certain conduct and respect that is shown in one's character when they are in accord or agreement with the will of their creator. First of all, they will have self-respect. If you recognize the creator is in you, another thing Allah, the creator, say, if you worship him as if though you see him looking at you, you see him. And though you know you don't see him, but you worship him with that fear of doing wrong, like my creator watching me. I'm looking at him, he's watching me. He said, then you will regard your actions because you know your creator is looking at you. But another thing, the creator says that most people, they think of themselves as being self-sufficient. As the sister said, they think of themselves as being their own boss. Self-sufficient means I don't need no creator. I seen a movie with Bruce Lee on it. A lot of y'all might know the martial artist Bruce Lee. And his wife, it's called Dragon, the movie. His wife, he put some things in the window. He said, these things is to help. Not that he was worshiping them. He said, these things are a symbol to ward off evil, to keep evil out of our lives. And she said, his Caucasian wife said, so-called white wife said, we don't need no prayer. He said, prayer and spirituality, we got advertisement. So this is the mentality of most people. And the law says, too, I know this is a long answer, but it's good. Allah says that most people, when they're going through something, tragedy or something, they call on. If they ain't never called on Allah, they say, oh, Lord, my God. But then after Allah, the Creator, relieved them, Allah said they go right back to their evil. And I want to speak briefly on that comment about the so-called white people, man and his son down in Georgia. That guy was a black guy they killed. And now he was merely just jogging. And he was jogging through what they called their community. They assumed he was somebody that done this or whatever. It doesn't matter what they assume. You don't just shoot nobody down because you assume nothing. You get facts. And you don't shoot nobody down unless they're trying to shoot you down. You see, Allah said life for life. But that's called what they did, racism. Racism still exists. We have to call out these things for what they are. That was blatant racism. They got a law called Stand Your Ground. They came out with that law during the Trayvon, the young man down in the South too. They just shot down, that Zimmerman guy just shot down. And I'm going to take you on back, people, to a black man called Emmett Till. This ain't been a long, long time ago. Back some 6 years ago, they killed that man, the white people. Yeah, in this country, they killed that man. They drug his body through the streets, and his body looked like what they call a monster. And this was back in the 60s, I believe. So what I'm trying to say is that racism and selfishness on the part of most people, this is what causes people to disregard human life for other people, because they don't regard the spiritual life that Allah has given them. They don't have self-respect. So if you don't have the respect of Allah or the Creator in you, you can't give it to nobody else. If you disrespect yourself, you're going to disrespect others. And if you don't regard your Creator over your life, then you're not going to regard human life as being important to you. So you can easily just kill like they killed that guy, young man, for nothing. And another thing I do want to mention, this is necessary for me. It's that the young man's first name was Ahmad. It is an attack deliberately on the Muslim world today, all over the world. So, you know, that comes into action, not play, but into action too, that and Donald Trump is the president of the United States. If you don't like it, I like it. I'm trying to speak what Allah says, not what you like or don't like. Donald Trump, the man, shows you he's a racist. He talk about black people. And not only black people, when President Obama was in office, he used to talk about him like calling monkeys and all kinds of stuff, apes. And then he kept saying he's a Muslim. He's a Muslim. He's a Muslim. Like being a Muslim is something bad. So it is a attack by the devil's followers. And the biggest followers of the Satan are the evil one, the Jew, the Judaic people who call themselves Jews, and white people, the pale-skinned people. They the biggest, and then light-skinned people all over the world. They think they better than darker-skinned people. This is racism. So when you reject the law, you become a racist, and you become a person that don't like human life, spiritual life, you hate spiritual life. You love death. So this is an answer. I know it's long, but this is the root cause of evil. It's people loving themselves over their creator, not with, but over them creator, over their creator in their life. They don't regard him. They don't regard, because they don't sin. And like you said earlier, because he give them more time to get their life together in their evil doing, he don't just punish them right away. He give them a long, long time. And he send many signs to people so they have no excuse to continue to do evil, because, like the sister said, if you don't follow moral laws, you automatically bring destruction in your own life and the life of other people. What is morality? Good morality is God consciousness. It means that you are conscious of the good of your creator in you, and you're conscious of the good that he created for you to live by and others too. So you go out and you try to spread his goodness rather than being a racist and killing your brother. Because them, that black guy they killed, that was their brother. We're one human race, one human family. So if you kill one human being, it's like you're killing all human beings, Allah say. And if you save the life of one human being, Allah says, it's like you saving the life of all human beings. Peace. That's all I want to say on that, brother. I know I said a lot, but it was necessary for me.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to The Reality of the Creator. Today's topic is evil has taken over most people. As you could imagine, it's a topic that is going to bring out a lot of emotions and a lot of, just a lot of facts, because everybody's affected. It's not just yourself, but it's a lot of people affected. And, you know, when you mentioned the story of, you know, that Aubrey, the brother who was gunned down in Georgia, and, you know, you brought up Emmett Till, who I think he died in the late 50s just for, you know, whistling at a white woman, I believe.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, and these things are just blatant examples of instead of God consciousness, whatever the opposite of God consciousness would be, a complete absence of concern for your neighbor is nowhere near God consciousness. And it reminded me of the story. I mean, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace and blessings upon him, told us every story, and he confirmed stories that were in the Bible and in the Torah before us, and gave us more details on some and corrected some incorrect details on others. But one story, you know, when we talked about the story of creating Adam, our father, you know, creating Adam, where you just mentioned we're all brothers from Adam, whether you white, black, green, whether you're from Europe or China or Asia or, the Philippines, wherever you're from, we're all brothers and sisters. But when Allah created Adam, and he told the angels to bow down to them, to bow down to him, Iblis, the shaitan, the chief shaitan, was among the angels because he had risen to such a high level of worship that he was among the angels at the time. And when they were told to bow down, Iblis said, no, he's not going to bow down. All the angels, of course, bowed down, because the angels only submit to the will of Allah. They don't do anything of their own will. Like a mountain, it just allows you. I mean, if we want to climb a mountain's not going to do anything to us. If it shakes, it's by Allah's will. And the angels, they only move by Allah's will. But the jinn, they have that free choice. That was the first racist, is the shaitan. So if you got If you got a hint of racism in you, you have a hint of the first evil, the most evil of the shaitan. Because he said, I'm not going to bow down to Adam, because you made him from teen, from dirt, from clay. And you made me from this gnar, this smokeless fire.
Fire.
Yeah, fire without smoke. So he thought that was better than dirt, better than clay. So he said, I'm not going to bow down. Basically, like any racist, I'm not going to allow that person in my store. He's not my skin color.
Brother, can I just cut you for a moment? it must be said because I read it and got DVDs on it. It's in the Quran. Allah said, I'm going to create Adam out of mud, black mud, but clay, like pottery, and black mud. That is specifically what Allah said. And the archaeologists, they found some bones. All the archaeologists went over in Africa, in Kenya. It was in Kenya, Africa. And they found some bones, and they said, if that man would have been living today, he would have been about 6,000 years old. And they are led to believe that they say he would be about 6'3 in his height and black, jet black. I mean, black, blue black. And they said they believe that to be Adam. But that's where the racism comes, because also the chief evil said, you creating something out of mud, black sticky mud, and you want me to bow down to that? And like you said, Allah wasn't telling, instructing the angels and the jinns to bow down to Adam just after he created him out of the earth. He said, when I put some of my spirit in that body, in that clay, that black clay, then I want you to submit to that, my will in Adam. I just want to add that in, because racism started, you look in the Webster's Dictionary, the definition of everything black is evil, bad. The definition of everything white is good. So we must understand that language that we speak in, this corrupt language, like you often allude to, you need to understand the language of Allah, your creator, in the Quran in order to understand it best. And I appreciate having gone to a brother that speaks the language of the Quran and then translated into this English language, which is a real dangerous language. It can easily get you to doing evil, thinking that your evil is good, because it's got one word can have so many meaning. You know, it can mean 100 things, one word. So I'm done. I just wanted to emphasize that racism, because it's still existing stronger than it ever has right now. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa barakatuh. And you are listening to The Reality of the Creator. Today's topic is that evil has taken over most people. And we were just discussing how racism, or thinking that you're superior to your brother or sister just because of whatever reason, your financial status, the color of your skin, your education. It could be a form of you having some hint of what Iblis, what the shaitan had when he wouldn't bow down to Adam. That was racist. He was the first racist. The shaitan was the first racist, because that's what
right.
He said. I'm better because of what I was made out of. I'm better, and Allah made everything. So, you know, you're not made out of anything that Allah didn't, you know, Allah made everything. So you're a creation of Allah just like the next creation of Allah. So if Allah gives you a command and you don't do it because you think you're too good for that, you know, you are following the footsteps of the shaitan, following the footsteps of Iblis. And Allah said mankind was better. Allah said that. I'm creating something. So it's not, doesn't matter what you think or what your opinion is. That even the angels knew. They said there was some creation before that created bloodshed in the land. And they asked Allah, won't they create bloodshed in the land? Like, isn't that, you know, what happened before? Allah said, I know what you know not. And what made Adam better? Allah said to Adam, Allah said he taught Adam the names of everything. He taught
That's
Adam
right.
the name of everything. So what made Adam better? Knowledge. He knew. He knew what the angels, what the jinn did not know. What is
That's
the name
right.
of this? Adam, boom, he named it. What is the name of this? What is that called?
That's
because Allah taught him and gave him knowledge. So knowledge, having knowledge of a situation brings you closer to the truth. It puts you in a position where you can act in the best fashion. You can't act.
Can
in
I
the
say,
best
brother, ma'am, excuse me, I don't mean to cut you. This is Burberry. having the correct knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to say that because you can't leave things loose now because people are run with that. Yeah, well, you got to define what knowledge you're talking about.
Yeah,
the knowledge
absolutely.
Of your creator.
Absolutely, because you could have a PhD and be an atheist. You know,
that's
you could
right.
have a you could have all the degrees on your wall. Your wall could be full of degrees, and you could not believe and still think that the Big Bang theory is how all human beings got here, and that there's no creator. And that would make
that's
you
right.
among the most ignorant people or person on the planet. That would make you the most ignorant and the most ungrateful person on the planet. To think that
that's right.
pour water on a plant, it becomes a plant. You give water to a lion, he becomes a lion. He grows teeth and claws. You give it to a bear, he's a bear. You give it to a human, he's a human. That could only be from Allah. We all need the sun. We all need the water. We all need Allah. But Allah made us different. He put these genes in that plant, these genes in that lion, these genes in that human being, these genes in that tiger. And to not give the Creator his just due is the highest level of ignorance. So, yes,
that's right.
If you have correct knowledge, then you're able to act correctly. If I have
that's
knowledge
right.
that there's a big ice patch on the road and I'm driving down the highway doing 90 miles an hour and I know half a mile up the road, the whole road is a frozen patch of ice. If I have that knowledge, then I know I better slow my behind down before I get to that big ice patch over there. If
that's
I don't
right.
know, then I'm going to keep on doing 90 miles an hour and get to that ice patch and kill myself and others because of my ignorance.
That's right. right.
And if I'm one of those people in the form of I think I'm better than somebody, then I say, oh, well, I got all-wheel drive or I have a better car than these. I could keep doing 90. And now my blatant ignorance is going to cause harm to other people because even though I know, I don't want to act on the knowledge that I have. We all know Allah exists. We all know that we have to worship Allah. If we choose to not worship Allah, that means we have knowledge that we refuse to act on. And like the Imam said in the beginning, Allah is just going to give you enough rope. You have the knowledge and you don't want to act on it to try to please your Lord. Allah may close the door on you. May close the door on you and say, you know what? Continue to be ignorant. You want to keep being
that's
ignorant, you have all that knowledge, and you want to continue to keep being ignorant even though you absolutely know this is the truth, then,
that's right.
hey, the door can close on you. And if we have a second, Imam, I just wanted to reiterate that point and the person who was the closest to the messenger when he was growing up, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace and blessings be upon him. His uncle Talib was like his mentor, was like his protector. You know, the Prophet,
right.
peace and blessings be upon him, both his parents died at a very young age. His parents died. And he was raised by his uncle after they passed away. And then a sister, who I believe is an African-American sister, was like his mother, like his house mother. You know, she kind
right.
of raised him. And his uncle was the big chief in the Quraysh. She was a big tribal chief, and that tribalism, that I'm part of this group and this group is elite, that kind of thinking, that and a combination of bad friends caused him that even though he knew that the messenger, peace and blessings upon him, was never a liar, he was never deceitful, he knew that he was the messenger. He knew. He's like, my nephew is a messenger. He knew. But
yes,
because
he
wouldn't submit to that, the door was closed for him. On his
That's
deathbed,
correct.
The prophet asked him, just submit. Submit to the fact that you know I'm the messenger of God and that there's only one creator. And deny
That's
these
right.
Izzah and Tawut. They had different names for these different idols that their tribe had grew up worshiping these
right.
idols. Tell them that they don't exist. But because of that, he had another evil uncle there, Abu Lahab, who was another big-time chieftain of the Quraysh. He's like,
yeah.
you're going to submit to your nephew's will. You're going to submit to, you're going to reject the gods that we grew up under. And he died on shirk, even knowing knowing Imam, knowing that the truth was right there in front of him, he on
that's
the
right.
bed, chose to go against that, and because of that, he's got the nicest place in the fire, unfortunately, which is the nicest place in the fire is the worst place that anybody could even imagine, because it starts at the worst place instead of
that's correct.
He's waiting for him. So that's just the point. You could have the truth right there in front of you. You could live with somebody who's telling you the truth. You could watch a person pray 5 times a day and say, ah, that's not for me. I'd rather not do it. Ah,
right.
I don't think I need to do that. And that's not being close to the truth. It's not going to get you the rewards of being on the truth. It's just going to mean
that's
you're
right.
close. And it might make you more ignorant than somebody who grew up in a cave and didn't know the truth.
That's
you
right.
You have to be careful. Imam, one of these folks on the line has hit the one button. I don't know if they did it on purpose and they want to speak or not. They usually don't comment, but because they hit the one button, their hand went up. So I'm going to take this opportunity to take them off mute just to see if they have a comment, if you don't mind, inshallah.
Please do.
All right. This is the 313 area code, and the number ends in 1960. I know you usually call, but normally you don't have a comment, but today I'm going to unmute you and see if you want to say your name and where you're calling from and see if you have a comment. 313 area code, 1960. Okay. No comment? Okay. That's fine. They might have hit it. Sometimes you could hit that number by accident, but you light up on the screen a little bit differently, and I may call on you when that happens. But I want to go back to maybe another caller if we have a moment, then just see, because normally Dr. Love has a comment on something today. I think she might have been away from the phone when I picked up. So let me just give her another chance. Sister Aisha, 614 area code, number ending in 7186. Did you have a comment today?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
salam.
Alhamdulillah, we're in the last phase of Ramadan, like sliding into the home plate.
Alhamdulillah.
Well, as I know I don't have a lot of time, but I have a lot of notes. But now you brought up a couple things. One, I remember that old song with Janis Joplin, and she's saying, freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. And we have to think about freedom like that, because the only people who stand up for truth means that they're going to stand up for truth. People can take it away, can take our life away, whatever it is, but we have nothing in this life left to lose except our faith. The Bible says, fear of your Lord is the beginning of faith. We are born with a fitra. The fitra meaning the natural inclination to submitting to your Lord. One of the funniest things that I've recently heard, and Brother Shaheed, Imam Shaheed, said this about how certain people call, like black people monkeys and stuff like that. And I was reading it was a phenomenal program, and the African woman was saying that her husband, who was Italian, started calling her a monkey. So one of the commenters in the comment said, well, when you shave a monkey, what do you see? So when you shave a monkey, the monkey is white. Anyway, racism affects everybody. Everybody has to stand against it.
That's right.
Ahmed Aubrey was running through a quote-unquote neighborhood he didn't belong in. He was even running with khaki shorts on. Who runs with khaki shorts on? I even have heard now black people starting to say, well, he wasn't in the right neighborhood. He wasn't, obviously, he was running through a construction site. It wasn't his everybody. I've been in situations where I've driven past neighborhoods, stopped and said, ooh, this is lovely. I want to see what they're doing inside. Nobody gets shot. Stand your ground. I don't want this stand your ground. I don't want somebody to think that they have a right to come up to me and think that because I'm not doing or thinking or saying or whatever it is that they want, that they can turn around and shoot me. Now they say, but he was running towards them. Well, you know what? Honestly, I would prefer to be shot in my chest, defending myself, than trying to run away knowing they're going to shoot me in my back. And that's all I have to say on that. The last thing is, you said also another thing about coughing in the aisles, and he cleared out the aisles. These people do things like that. People do things on purpose. People are taking for their own, you know, whatever they want to do right now, they're going to do it, and people will cough so that you do clear the aisle, like, hey, I'm the king of this store now, look at me. So we all have to do our due diligence, stand up for what is right, forbid what is wrong, even when our voice is quivering because we're scared to do it. Because on the day of judgment, we're going to be asked about it all. I pray everybody benefits greatly from Ramadan. I pray everybody benefits from the last 10 nights of Ramadan, where Allah comes, sends his angels down, and he gives all the good that the human being wants. He does not want to, you know, respond to anything bad for his servants. And let us be a true servant of Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you, Dr. Aisha Love. Those were some very thought-provoking comments. And I don't know how much time we have left, but we were glad to have you on. And I just want to let you know, Allah says when it's for the public and to help people, you can mention it. I don't want any credit for it, but you can be expecting a box of Holy Qurans in about 3 or 4 days, inshallah. I just wanted to let you know so you can.
Alhamdulillah.
So thank you for coming on. And Brother Abdul Kareem, I don't know how much time we got, but I'll turn it back over to you.
Alhamdulillah. We have about 20 minutes left in the program, and I definitely wanted to maybe take an opportunity to bring Sister Isla back on to see if she wanted to give salams or had anything to say. But we do have about 20 minutes or so left in the program, and I'm sure we'll take advantage of that because there's a lot more on the topic that we could discuss. Sister Isla, did you have any other comments, anything you wanted to say? Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum
assalam.
Yes, brother. I'm just enjoying the show, so and the wisdom that's being received from it. I pray a lot that many people are listening because they need this and they will hear it and they will obey it and will think, give them a reason to think about who they are, who they are, and why things are happening. Yes, they're happening because of the rebelliousness of mankind on earth. And we have to understand that if we don't follow the rules and laws of our Creator, and those rules and laws that also go along with the laws and rules of the Creator of the earth that has been given to us, then we're going to run into trouble. We're going to have problems in life. And the problems we're having is because of what we are doing that is not right.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Thank you for that, Sister Isla. Assalamu alaikum. And, you know, behaving correctly is... Mashallah, it's up to each individual because everybody's, you know, free to behave as righteously or as ignorantly as they choose. You know, just you know that behavior affects other people. So as people trying to behave correctly, you still have to watch out for yourself. You can't just assume that other people are going to behave correctly. You have to be careful. You have to watch out for yourself because there just happens to be some people who are on evil. We are in the month of Ramadan where the big shaitans are locked up. So anybody you see is acting evil like this is probably acting on their own nafs. You know, that's the
not
real people.
Brother, man, right? Not, yeah. I don't mean to cut you. Forgive me. Not probably. Allah say they are acting on their own nafs of self-desires during this month. He locked, he say he locked the Satan up, and so it's us. We have to take a look at ourselves now. And even he made the world during Ramadan stay in the house. That's powerful. He made the whole world stay in the house. And the only one can do that is the Creator. He, so, you know, we have to say things complete because this, you're not speaking in the clear Arabic. You're speaking in a language that can easily confuse people. So I just wanted to mention that. Go ahead, on. Excuse me.
Alhamdulillah, brother. Mashallah, mashallah. So we have to know that there's, you know, people who may not have our best interest in mind or may not have our best interest at heart when they act. Those evil actions, they can't blame the shaitan. Like the imam says, they're going to have to blame themselves because the shaitan is locked up. We are in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and these 10 nights are the best 10 nights of the year, of the entire year. The best day of the year would be the day of Arafat, the ninth of Dhul Hijjah, when all our brothers who are making Hajj are worshiping Allah and begging Allah to protect them and to take them away from the fire and protect their families and that sort of thing. That's the best day. But the best 10 nights are these 10 nights. And the best night in these 10 nights is the night of power, which is Laylatul Qadr. That could be any one of these 10 nights. But some folks say it would be tonight or the 27th night. So, you know, we would definitely look for it tonight. And if you are done praying your night prayer, which we pray in our ninth night prayer around, 9:45 or so, you know, and you rest or whatever, if you could get back up in the morning or in the middle of the night, wee hours of the morning, 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, the angels will see you worshiping your Lord like we see the stars up in the sky. And the angels will be saying Ameen to your dua. And if the angels Ameen coincide with your Ameen, there's hadith that say that Allah is going to give you what you asked for. But of course, just the fact that you get to get up and worship the Lord who deserves to be worshipped is work in itself. That's good in itself. But if you could do that on the night of power, on the night of Laylatul Qadr, and the angels can see you worshiping Allah and come down and surround you and say amen to the dua, the prayers that you're making for yourself and your family and hopefully me and the other Muslims, then that's just the extra impact. And I wanted to just mention that night, Allah says it's better than 1,000 months.
There you go.
83
That's right.
Plus days of worship. It's better than 1,000 months in one night. One night.
Right.
How long is a night? If a night is 8 hours and you get an 80 years of worship, you get 10 years an hour. An hour, right? I mean, if you just do the math, you get 10 years an hour. That means if this was work and your salary is $50,000 a year, I say, you know what? The next hour you work, I'm going to give you 10 years worth of salary. I'm going to give
That's
you
right.
$5 million for working 1 hour. Who would miss that? Who
right.
would go to work that day? Who would take
yes.
off and be like, I'm not feeling good. I'm
That's
gonna
right.
take off work that day. No, you better get up and pray. You better
That's
get
right.
up and pray at 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, because 10 years for an hour, and it's more than that. It's a lot of it's better than that. So it's more than 10 years for 1 hour. The night is 8 hours, some odd long. If you don't get up and pray at least for a half an hour, there's
That's right.
something wrong. You know, you better be sick or something because those kind of
That's
rewards
right.
don't just come along every day. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Very beautiful. You know what? It's so wonderful. I was getting ready to say that. And Allah just brought it out of you that this one night is better than 1,000 months. A blessing, you know, a reward from Allah. And I know we don't have much time. I appreciate, I just want to say everyone who came on, Sister Isla, I know, out of Washington, D.C., is recently coming through illness and a loss, taking care of her and blessing her to come back on. We're so grateful. Any of us may be going through illnesses, but when we come on the program, this program is so beautiful because we're not speaking of our own opinions. We're not speaking of what we think or what we guess, conjecturing, guessing. We are coming directly to you from your Creator. When we say you, who are we talking about? All humanity. Every human being that ever been created was created by the same one Creator, Allah. And they were created for only one purpose. That's all creation was created, and that is to serve and worship Allah. See, now that go together right there. That's why the world is in the shape it's in, too. People are saying they worship Allah or worship Jesus or Jehovah, whoever they call God. But the brother, Abdul Kareem, the host called, he said, and I've been saying, work is actions. You can't go on a job, your job, and you're supposed to work 8 hours, and you work 3 hours, and think the man's supposed to pay you for 8 hours. You got to work all 8 hours to get paid for 8 hours. You can't live a life, I'm just pro-levelness, you can't live a life of good and a life of evil at the same time. So you can't follow your own opinion. Allah said all our opinion as human beings, all the bad come from ourselves. And this Prophet Muhammad told us, or shared with us, that Allah said this in my conclusion, said the greatest fight that the human being got is not a black with a white or Arab with a Jew. It's not the different races fighting against one another. Say the greatest fight and struggle the human being got is to fight the evil within one's own self, the evil in your own heart. And Allah said in my conclusion, and he's doing it now, I see it. He said he will never change the condition of the world or people, human beings, until we first change the evil that's in our own hearts. So we put this virus out here to let the world know I'm in control and that I will not change your condition until y'all change y'all conduct. I didn't create y'all for evil. I created y'all for good. I created y'all different that y'all might get to love and know one another. I didn't create y'all different that y'all might hate and despise each other, be racist against each other. So, I mean, you know, hey, that's all I got to say.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. You are listening, or you have been listening, to the Reality of the Creator blog show. I am your co-host, Abdul Kareem, and that's Easy Ma'am Shahid Shabazz. We're just speaking. Today's topic is that evil has taken over most people. And that topic led to so many different topics and discussions because the only way, the only righteous way is to follow and submit to the will of the Creator. And that's the only It's the only correct path. Every other path leads to where we don't want to go. That's the only path that leads to where we want to go. Now,
that's right.
That path may look different for different people because we might be starting from different places. I mean, you could all have the same destination, but because you're starting from Italy and I'm starting from New York, you know, we might have to take a different road, but we're going down the same. We have the same direction. We have the same destination. So, you know,
that's right.
We're gonna take that path. So, you know, someone who may have some more means may have, you know, have different challenges than myself, or somebody who who's has some different personality, may have different challenges. So we're all going to have our own individual challenges on this road. You know, some things that may piss me off may not bother you. Might roll off your back, you know, like water off a duck's back. And something that upsets me terribly may not bother the next person. And something that bothers them may not bother me. We all are going to have these different challenges. And we have to know that part of Allah's love for us is giving us challenges. All right. It's part of our proving that we want to worship Allah, not just that
yes.
we're doing it by accident. You know,
that's right.
We inwardly want to please our Lord. Now,
yes.
you could ask for forgiveness.
That's right.
We inwardly want to please our Lord. But when we just fake in the funk, when we don't really want to please our Lord, then it doesn't count. We could do any deed, good deed, bad deed. We could cure cancer. It's not going to mean a thing. Because
that's
outwardly
right.
and inwardly, you don't want to please your Lord. Pleasing your Lord has to be a priority for you. It has to be a priority for me. It's something I work on every day. It's a priority for me.
Top priority.
Top priority. You can't get a higher priority. And
no,
by
you
that,
can't.
And by that, you act. By knowing that outwardly and inwardly, you do certain actions now in line with those priorities. Because
that's right.
It's a priority for you. It's not just a habit. It's not just like a pastime or something that you just do once in a while when you're around certain people. No.
Right.
You know, no. That's why fasting is such a blessing, because nobody knows if you fasted. You could tell me
that's
you fasted.
Right.
You could be sitting there eating a cup of ice cream right now. Nobody could see you through the telephone.
That's right.
We know outwardly and inwardly our goal is to please our Lord, to follow the will of the Creator. And we ask when we fall short, we pray that Allah forgives us. And we know
yes,
if we
sir.
Ask Allah to forgive us, He will. And
that's
we
right.
don't do it on purpose, and we don't keep doing it. You know, so
that's right.
another reminder, we've got about 7 minutes left on the show. We are in the last 10 days of Ramadan. For those who believe and want to please your Lord, like the Imam said, you don't miss an opportunity like getting up to pray. So if you're capable of getting up in the middle of the night to worship your Lord, even if it's just 2 rakats, you do it tonight, tomorrow night, up until the end of Ramadan, because you don't know when the night of power is going to be. But the night of power is a very, very, very big deal. The greatest night of the year. And in it comes down all the good that you're going to get for next year. So it's a night where it behooves us to try to worship our Lord the most we can. You know, so Imam, we got about six or seven minutes left on the show. I want to, you know, turn it back over to you and see if you want to close out with a dua or if you want to pass that to someone else, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Yes, I will be glad to do that. But before I do that, I want to just say this to everyone. Our Creator Allah says this right here, and I've shared this with many, many people, and most Muslim leaders don't even share this, don't even mention this, and they are absolutely misleading the people if they don't. Allah says the believers, this is specific now, this is the prayer. Allah says the believers' intention is better than our actions. And Allah says the sinful people, ungodly people's intentions to do evil is worse than their actions. What am I getting at? Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, Allah, the Creator, going to raise us up out of our dead graves and for the judgment day based on what? Our intentions in this world. So before, and that's what I love about Islam. Islam teaches you to recognize that your Creator going to judge you based on why you did that thing. Now, if you've done, like the brother said, done the only good in the world, Allah says you've done a mountain of good, spent billions, trillions of dollars to help the world, and you did it so people could glorify you and say, oh, that brother he likes to spin, and you love that people giving you credit for what you did. All of what you did counts for nothing with Allah. It will go on your record as a bad, all bad deeds. So, fi sabilillah, or to please our Creator, that is the key to your soul salvation. All, everybody, it doesn't matter what your religion, doesn't matter what you say your race, because it ain't but one race anyway, and that's the human race. That what Allah says applies to the whole everybody. And it's personal. So take this personal, people. And this month is not just for Muslims. By name, everything, somebody, I was walking through the neighborhood doing dawah, a teaching the other day, and some, the latest from Newport News, Virginia, said, everything in the creation worships and bows down to Allah. She said, look at the trees over there. They bow now right now. I said, she said, so everything in creation, the sun, the moon, the stars is Muslim. I said, you're absolutely right. I said, but the only thing, because she looked like she was intoxicated. I said, but the only thing is about the human being being a Muslim. Allah don't just accept us because we say we're Muslim. We have to be, and I got the silver right here, a mu'min. A mu'min in Arabic means a believer, a true believer in Allah. So there is a distinction between a believer and a Muslim. Everything is Muslim, even the evil, Satan and his followers, they all are Muslim. But what that means, by their very nature, they submit to Allah. And they going to submit to Allah one day, everything and everybody going to, one day that there's the day of judgment, going to submit to Allah. I mentioned this right here, and this is so important. I know time is running out. I'm going to try to get it fast. Allah said on the day of judgment, it's going to be people who want to bow down and submit to Allah and obey Allah then, but it's going to be too late. And they're going to be given their record of deeds in their left hand. And they're going to be putting their hand behind their back because their record going to have all bad in it for them and say they got to go into the hellfire. Let's take not just this month seriously. We might not live to see another Ramadan, let alone Ramadan. We might not even live to see another night to go through the night of power. So let's live every breath of our life until we die as if though it's our last breath, trying to please our Creator and the Creator you can't sin. So the unseen spiritual Creator, let's try to please Him and stop trying to please ourselves and each other, and we'll see a better world emerge on this earth. We'll see a heaven emerge in our life, and we'll help bring heaven back on this earth as Allah created it in the beginning. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for your time, people. I really appreciate you all. And I pray Allah bless you all with the blessings of Ramadan, to learn to not be selfish, but be unselfish. And if you see a brother in need or sister in need in the human family, help them. Help them. Give that you may receive from Allah. That's all I got to say in the prayer.
Ameen. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You have been listening to The Reality of the Creator. Our today's topic was evil has taken over most people. We went up and down that topic, left and right around that topic, and we hope that you could tune in next week for another broadcast of The Reality of the Creator, where we'll have a new topic, and we look forward to your input. Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu to you, brother, and blessed Ramadan.
Ramadan Mubarak to you, brother, and to all the listeners. Ramadan Mubarak. May Allah accept.
Who would enjoin the ride? And from from the day you were born, that promise was kept true. There was so much work to do, but something special about you, and that something told us the time had come, and you would be the one who fulfilled all the hopes, all the dreams and prayers, and get the job done. There were many roads and obstacles and pain along the way, but you never went astray. You only grew brighter every day. You're humble and patient, strong and kind. When looking in your eyes, then one can see a message of love and harmony. Respect from the world community. So many leaders hold you high, denouncing all hate and bigotry. Example of what a good man should be. No vanity, cheating, tricks or lies. Yes, you are the star that I...